Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. M.R., Number 520, and Ellen G., White Prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee at this time just as we are, needy and dependent. But we know, Lord, that Thou art a compassionate Savior. Thou hast made an infinite sacrifice that we might have eternal life, if we will only cooperate with Thee. We ask Thee to put it into our hearts today to renew our covenant with Thee by sacrifice. Help us this day that we may lay hold upon Thee by living faith. Separate from us everything that would separate us from Thee. Our Father, Thou knowest that we love Thee. We see a world ready to perish in sin, and we are not prepared to labor together with Thee. We desire to be fitted up for Thy service. We desire the Holy Spirit to descend upon us. We want the darkness to be swept away from our eyes, that we may have the clear light of understanding. We ask Thy blessing upon those who have arisen to express their desire to be prepared for Thy coming. As they leave this pavilion, may they seek Thee in earnest prayer. May they go in companies or two or three to seek Thee. Thou hast said that where two or three are gathered in Thy name, there Thou wilt be. O give them a spirit of earnest pleading for the pardon of their sins, that Thou mayest say to them, Thy sins be forgiven Thee. I ask Thee to pity every trembling soul in this congregation. I ask Thee, my Savior, that Thou wilt awaken in the heart of every minister of the gospel, of every teacher, and of every one who professes to be Thy child, a desire for Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be endued with power, and that as they go from house to house, they may proclaim Thy truth. Let Thy message come to us, that we may arouse our sensibilities, that we may realize the value of souls. We want that everyone here today shall be saved. May the light that shines from the throne of God shine into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple. Merciful Redeemer, Thou knowest every one. Here are some who are weighted down with burdens that have rested heavily upon them. May they link up with Thee. May they put their arm in Thine arm and cling to Thee, the Mighty One, who hast said, Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. These are Thy words. Show them how, Lord. Show them how to humble their proud hearts. Show them what it means to break their will before God and to take Thy will. Help them to cast their helpless souls upon the merits of a crucified and risen Savior. Present before them eternal life. Let the sweetness of Thy Holy Spirit come into the hearts of Thy ministers, that Thy melting, merciful love may be manifest in their life. I ask Thee to dispel everything that would prevent them from working for the salvation of souls. Put it into their hearts and minds to make a covenant with Thee by sacrifice. Even now, may the melting love of Christ come into our midst. May we hear the words, Thou art mine, I have begotten Thee unto myself. O Lord, Thou knowest how the powers of evil are working. We see the world going to perdition. Baptize Thy ministers. Baptize Thy workers with Thy Holy Spirit. I ask Thee to let melting love and mercy fall upon this congregation. Now let praise and thanksgiving ascend to God, that Thou hast heard our prayer. We believe in Thee, Lord. Wash us from every stain of sin. Cleanse and purify us, and let us understand what it means to perfect holiness in the fear of God. I ask Thee to set the feet of those who have been stumbling in the right path of Thy self-denial and self-sacrifice. What can we say, Lord? We are weak ourselves. We need thy power. We see the work that we have to do. We give ourselves to thee. Let thy blessing come to us, and thy name shall have all the glory. Amen. Released, January 18th, 1977.